Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why do people do drugs? Why do people drink themselves into oblivion? They're trying to escape their reality. They don't like their life. They're miserable. They want out. It's escapism. And so whether it's going to the stores and loading up your credit card, spending money that you don't have, you can pretend for a few hours that you are somebody else and you have a different life. Whether it's filling your veins full of chemicals and getting into an altered state of consciousness, you can pretend for a few hours that you're somebody else. But how many know that can't last? It can't last. You're coming down. The credit cards are going to come due. You can't live like that. It's going to come back. It's going to bite you. That's not the solution. You can't drink yourself into a better life. You can't drug yourself into a better life. You can't sleep around with everybody into a better life. That's not the solution. You can, in God, come to a better life. How many can testify God can bring you up to a better life? Hallelujah. Every time I talk about this, I think about when the children of Israel delivered out of Egyptian bondage. They came through the wilderness just a little ways, and they came to the waters of Marah, called Marah because it's bitter. Can't drink it. And they grumbled and they got upset. They was all thirsty. We're going to die out here from no water. All we got is this water, and it's bitter, and you can't drink it. And I'm sure everybody thought, we need a new water hole. That's what we need, is that this one's ruined. This one's bad, bad water hole. We need a new water hole. And the devil's telling thousands of people what you need is you need a new marriage. You need new kids. Your kids are crazy. You need a new job. Your boss is mean. You need a new life. No. Moses cried out to the Lord and he showed him a tree. Symbolic of the cross and the work of the cross, and he applied it, and the bitter waters became sweet. Can the Lord turn the bitter into sweet? You don't need a new water hole. You need the work of the Lord to change the bitter into sweet. And even if you find a new one, it's not going to stay new to you forever. The new's going to wear off. You're going to get back in some of the same stuff. And you're going to find out everywhere you go, there you are. 1 Thessalonians 4. God taught to love one another. So we have been talking about how to keep the love command. We have a charge of the Lord in this church. When church first began, just 5 years ago, he directed me in the time of prayer, three things that I was to teach and minister on repeatedly and to stay with it. And this was number one, teach the church family how to love each other. Teach the church family how to keep the New Testament command. So if you've been here, you know we've talked about it. We've taught on it different ways, and here we are on it again. Right. The other two was we're to teach how to live by faith.
Yes.
And the third one, how to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And so we are just into that and foundationally, but how many believe we can grow? Not just giving the same information to new people every year or so. No, all of us coming up to a higher level of it. And if you're here with us and this is new to you, you can get the materials. You can download them for free off of the internet in their entirety and get caught up with us. But we're today and in these weeks on this subject, how to keep the love command. Did Jesus give us a commandment?
Yes.
An order? To love each other. Let's remind ourselves, put it up on the board if you would. John 13:34. John 13:34. What is the new commandment? A new commandment I give to you, Jesus said, that what? Love. That you love one another. How? As I have loved you. This is why. Now, they had been told to love. In the law, they had been told to love your neighbor as yourself. Hear the terminology. As yourself. These are people not born again. People that the love of God is not shed abroad in their hearts like the new creature. But what are we told? What makes it new? You love one another. Now, this is our Christian family. These are our brothers and sisters in the Lord. As I have loved you. He loved us not just as himself, but he loved us sacrificially. He was willing to sacrifice himself for us. Oh, glory to God. That's the God kind of love. That's Christ love. Well, if we're Christians, Christians, we're to walk like him. And since he has, according to Romans, shed abroad this love in our heart by the Holy Ghost, we can yield to it. Even though you got selfishness in your flesh, you can keep your flesh under and keep your body under and yield to your spirit. How many know that you can keep the love command whether you feel like it or not? Oh, this is so important. Love is not a feeling. God is love. And love gave us the command to love. And you can feel like you don't even want to be around somebody and love them. You can feel like slapping them and love them instead. It's an act of your will. You can feel like jumping on them and chewing them out and telling them where to get off and what you think about it. And in mid-sentence, you can go, well, I'll tell you one thing. God loves you. And I do. And I'm going to go pray. I'll see you later. You can catch yourself in mid-sentence. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, you didn't have to feel like it. It's an order. We're to even endure hardness as good soldiers. Well, when a superior officer gives the soldier an order, a command, they don't go, let me see how I feel about that. No. Got nothing to do with how you feel. They'll tell you in a hurry, you know, about your feelings that you can forget that. This is you in the army now. Thank God you and I can lay aside our feelings and we can obey the command. Can't we? Can you act like you love somebody you don't even want to be around? Can you act like you love somebody that makes you feel uncomfortable that you just want to get away from? Can you act like you love somebody that's been mean to you? See, I'm getting fewer amens as I go. Can you just, yeah. I guess. Let me go over this again slowly. Jesus said a new commandment. What's a commandment?
An order.
It's an order from the head of the church. From your Lord. If he is your Lord, there is no choice about this. If he really is your Lord, you can't choose whether you're going to do it or not. If you're your own Lord, then you can choose whether you're going to do it or not. But if he really is your Lord, choice has been made.
Right.
He commanded you to do it. What did he command you and me to do?
Love
each other. How? As he has loved us. And by this, all men are going to know. Not by how much we talk in tongues, not by how much scripture we quote, not by how much we go to church, by this. How we love each other. All men will know that we really are Christians.
Yes.
We're the real deal.
Yes.
We really are his.
Yes.
Why? Because we're like him.
Yes.
And what we're dealing with are the specifics of how to keep the command. And he told them, you are God taught in this matter. God himself is teaching you. So I want everybody to say it out loud, watching by internet, TV. Everybody say it out loud. God taught.
God
taught. Taught by God himself.
How to love.
He is teaching me
how
to keep the command.
How to keep the command.
Hallelujah. Are you serious about it?
Yes.
Now you might say, well, that's all fine and good, but Brother Keith, I need healing. That's what we're talking about. Well, that's all fine and good, Brother Keith, but I can't pay my bills. That's what we're talking about. Why did the Lord choose this as the new command? Why didn't he say any number of other things? Why? Because on this hang all the law and the prophets. On this, how many know that faith is the victory that overcomes the world? Yes. Faith is how you get your healing. Yes. Faith is how you get your deliverance. Yes. Faith is how you get your bills paid. Yes. But faith works by love. Yes. What if no love? What if you're ignoring the command? Well, then it don't work.
Right.
If it worketh by love, and it worketh by not there, worketh by blank, missing equals not worketh. Because the thing it works by is missing.
Right.
That's right.
Say it out loud again. I keep this command.
I keep this command.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I set my will.
I set my will.
I set my heart.
I set my heart.
I live this command.
I live this command.
I obey this order.
I obey this order.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every day.
Every day.
I live this.
I live this.
I'm a doer of this.
I'm a doer of this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must take it seriously.
Yes.
As a church.
Yes.
Not just as a high ideal. Oh, it'd be nice. We ought to do it. It's an order. It's an order.
It's an order.
It's an order from the head of the church. Do you respect the head of the church?
Yes.
I know there was a particular situation in ministry some years ago. And the Lord had dealt with me to do something. And I didn't really want to do it. And it was going to be uncomfortable. And anyway, I went round and round about it and prayed about it and kept checking my heart. Finally, the Lord said, well, Keith, would you do it for me? It's over. I mean, anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Keith, would you do it for me? He's done everything for me. Has he done everything for you?
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, he has.
Yes.
Oh, he's done everything for us. Would you do it for me? Well, it's over. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Right?
Right?
Yes, I did it. Glad to do it. Well, he gave you a command. He gave you an order. Would you do it for him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Edifies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106E. That's R1106E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.
God.